Unit 3. Going Places. Reading. Adventure Travel. Why do people travel? Well, many people travel because they want to see other countries and visit places that are famous, interesting, or beautiful. People also travel to meet new friends, to try new kinds of food, to experience life in other parts of the world, or simply to get away from cold weather. Yet there are other reasons why people travel. Many of today's travelers are looking for an unusual experience, and adventure travel is becoming more and more popular. Here is a quick look at two popular activities, hiking and rafting.
Hiking. Instead of spending your vacation on a bus, in a hotel, or sitting on the beach, you may want to try hiking. Hiking is a great way to travel. You will get close to nature and take exercise at the same time. Hiking is easy to do and doesn't have to be very expensive. You can hike close to home or travel to other places. The basic equipment you need for hiking is simple. Good shoes, clothes, and a backpack. You can hike in the mountains, in a forest, or along a river. You can also go for a hike in the city. Hiking is fun and exciting, but you shouldn't forget safety. Here are some basic tips for successful hiking. Don't hike alone. Tell someone where you are going. Bring water and a good map. Watch out for dangers, such as spiders, snakes, or poisonous plants. Wear a hat to protect yourself from the sun. Bring a cell phone if you have one. Rafting. Another exciting adventure is rafting. A raft is a small boat that you can use to paddle down rivers and streams. Rafting is a good way to experience nature. If you want a normal rafting trip, choose a quiet stream or river that is wide and has few fallen trees or rocks. If you are looking for more excitement, you may want to try whitewater rafting. Whitewater rafting is more adventurous and difficult than normal rafting. It is done on rivers and streams where the water moves quickly. You have to be careful not to hit rocks, trees, and other dangers. The name whitewater comes from the fact that the water in these streams and rivers looks white when it moves quickly. As with hiking, you should always think about your safety and wear good clothes. You also need to learn the basic skills of rafting, such as how to handle the raft, how to paddle, and how to get in and out of the raft. You should not go rafting unless you know how to swim, and you should always wear a life jacket.
Workbook. Unit 3. Going Places. Integrating Skills. Reading.
Big Fish, Big Adventure. If you are looking for an unusual experience, maybe you should try going for a swim with one of the world's most beautiful creatures, the dolphin. Swimming with dolphins is a wonderful adventure that will fill your heart with happiness. Dolphins are not only beautiful and friendly, but they also seem to bring joy to anyone who comes near them. Janet, a doctor from New York who has tried the dolphin swim twice, explains the feeling. Swimming with dolphins changed the way I think about myself. The dolphin showed me the simple beauty in the world. They taught me to enjoy life and the world around me. The adventure also helped me understand what is important in life. Dolphins are wild creatures, so there are a few things you need to keep in mind when you join them in the ocean. Swim slowly and carefully, and don't try to catch up with the dolphins. You have to be careful not to disturb the dolphins when they are feeding or taking care of their young. If a dolphin comes near you, don't reach out and try to touch it. Dolphins living in the wild do not like to be touched by humans. You must never try to grab or hold a dolphin. It will frighten the dolphins. The best way to have a good swim with your new friends is to learn from them. Try to swim like the dolphins, without moving your arms too much, and pay attention to how the dolphins use body language to communicate. Dolphins are interested in new things, and they will perhaps come to play with you if you dive or make some strange noises. Sharing the deep blue with its beautiful creatures is a popular form of adventure travel. You do not have to travel far to swim with a dolphin, nor does it have to cost a lot of money. Dolphin swims are now possible both in tourist areas and in cities. Many zoos let people go for a short swim with a dolphin in a pool. The experience will make a wonderful memory and may change the way you think about life and nature.